Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Squatch Drone Radio. That's right, Squatch Drone Radio is making their comeback. And today with you is just yours truly, Daniel Benoit, and Zach Sterick. Zach, how are you?
I'm surviving, dude. I'm surviving. It's good to be back.
Well, we're going to have a couple others with us. They may be running late because this was kind of a short, spare-of-the-moment situation. But as soon as they pop up there, I'll get them on here. I wasn't prepared. This was totally spare of the moment that we jump on here. And just kind of give everybody a rundown and a heads up that what we got going on. Squatch Drone Radio will have their first official comeback radio next week. Now, will that be Friday or Saturday? I have not decided. I may do that on a Saturday. I'm not entirely sure yet. with that being said, which I know others will probably hear this later, because, you know, Squatch Drone Radio has pretty much been, MIA for a while. What's going on? What's new with you, Zach? You've been doing some fishing last night. How'd that turn out?
Yeah, we went bow fishing for about 6 hours last night along the Ohio River outside of the little town of Crossville. And we were catching gar and we was catching carp. We even had had Asian carp jumping up out of the water at us at our lights and everything. We had a pretty good turnout last night whenever it come to the catching the gar with the bows. We went two different places. One was off this place they call it Tin Horn Point, and we heard a lot of coyotes in that area. The coyotes were really moving, especially in an area that's been flooded out along the Ohio, because with all this rain that we've had, it's flooded up all the bottomlands, so anything that's down in the bottoms are coming up, you know, to higher ground. And anywhere along the Ohio River, higher ground is going to be close to town. And, we went out on this place. It was New Holland Bridge. It's this an old bridge that closed down here about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's just the bridge is in disrepair that a human can walk across it, but you can't put a car or a semi-trailer on it. So a lot of the locals go up there and they go bow fishing off the bridge down into the creek whenever it floods. And we was out shooting off the sides of the bridge. There were six of us last night. And we hear this whistling coming up out of the woods. And I looked over at my buddy and I said, "You hear that?" And he goes, "Yeah, what was that?" I said, "I don't know, but I'm going to find out." And so I put my bow down, I cut my hands over my mouth, and then I went, "Whoop!" And let that just echo out along the water out there, and everybody else is shooting off the bridge and everything. We're just going about our own business, but I'm keeping my ears open. And this bridge is about maybe half a mile to three quarters of a mile long. And we heard something scream at us, but in the direction it was coming from, it was at the far end of the bridge, right along where the Ohio is. And it scared the hell out of all of us. And we were sitting there, you know, just listening to it. But it was up on the bridge, and we had a pretty powerful spotlight that we shone down at the far end of the bridge. And it wasn't even that powerful. It was still need to be a little bit more powerful beam to be able to go and see what it was, because wherever it was right down where the old toll booth used to be, where you could come in across the state line on the bridge.
Okay. Yeah, I actually went out for a little while today. I just had to get out there and, man, I tell you what, my research area, because, you know, with the weather we have right now, it's been beautiful out here. And of course, you know, you got campers going on. Campers are out in the woods, and man, some of the areas I like to pull into and park so I can go into the woods, I mean, there's people camping everywhere. Well, today, for example, it wasn't entirely so many people. What bothered me is people leave tents in these spots, and you don't know if they're just abandoned or people sent them there just to reserve that spot, which that's not smart because that's how my tent got stolen. I was camping, you know, I left my tents there, you know, unattended, and, you know, you leave them out there too long, someone's going to get curious and check that area out, see if it's abandoned or not. And I do the same thing. I checked that there was actually 1, 2, 3 different tents in 3 different areas today. And I checked them out. One looked like somebody was getting ready to set up. It looks like they haven't even, you know, their tent was half blown over because only one side of it was pinned down. And they had their 3 totes there with camping equipment and camping gear, sleeping bags inside one of them. And I was like, well, somebody must have left this here. They must plan on coming back here to actually go through with camping. And the other ones were just these small little dome tents that were just, you know, sitting there. You know, I have no idea what they're doing there. But it makes you wonder. But, you know, so I don't know. One was, in another area I went into, I went to go check it out. It seemed to be like it was a cabin tent. Apparently, whoever had this set up had to set up like they were living there. But they weren't there because I actually walked up to where there was no vehicles. I said, hello, hello. You can tell it's been there because partially the tarp and everything was kind of half blown over and a little bit. And because we've had, you know, the last couple of days, we've had some pretty high, strong winds and, you know, some rain. You know, so, but, you know, again, what bothers me is that I can't go into these areas because you don't want to be you don't know if somebody's going to return or you don't know if somebody, you know, whatever the whatever it may be. And I'm out there to go exploring in the woods, and I feel like, you know, I try to have respect for people's areas, you know. Now, I know others, there's others actually have mentioned doing the same thing in their camp and research area. They put up all these other tents so no one camps in these spots. Although they're not going to be camping there. Which that to me is kind of wrong. As to, you know, you don't do that. You know, I feel like, I don't know. I can't really say too much because I'm kind of guilty of it myself. You know.
But see, out here they don't allow that. It's first come first serve with the campsites and everything, especially in one area I camp in Ferncliff State Park. The rangers will come in there, and they actually have the right to come in there and confiscate your tent.
Yeah, well, that's actually supposed to be the same situation here, because National Forest, you know, it's one thing if you're camping and if you left your area to go to the store, you're coming back. When I go camping, I do that too, because like, oh no, something comes up, I need to run to the store and grab, you know, I need to pick something up. So yeah, that's usually what it is. 71 area code 719. Who do we have with us?
It's me, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki made it here.
Hi, Nikita.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. Yeah, we're just chit chatting right now. This is only about a 30-minute session, and as I told Zach, the official return of Squash Radio will not be till next week. But what I'm doing right now is actually making a new list. I know I got Zach's number written down somewhere. It's probably in my phone, but I'm making a list that way. When I get people calling in on here, I'll know who it is.
Who it is?
Because sometimes
yeah.
You get yes. Yeah, sometimes you get random numbers in there. You know, people you don't know, and you call and check them. Either there are people calling in to ask questions, or they're being stupid.
Oh, I remember those when we had them trolls calling on us last time we was on.
Oh,
and it was you
yeah.
And me and Baltimore, and they was coming on, and they was talking about doing all kinds of vulgar stuff with Bigfoot and everything, basically having an orgy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I do, too. I remember messaging you, get them off.
Yeah, it was quite entertaining, though. let's see. 3-1. All right. I'm writing Nikki's number down so I can post it publicly. I don't think she caught that. Oh, man.
Hold on.
Dude, I still have...
I'm having technical difficulties.
Uh-oh. Huh. I got Michael Cook's number, too, but that's an old number, I think. Yeah. I think that's his old number. Hey, I got Baltimore's number. But I don't know if it's going to let... I'm going to try this. I don't think it's going to let me do this, but I am going to try. I'm going to try to see if it's going to let me call Baltimore from the chat here. 361-541-1845.
You just went and gave his phone number to everybody that's listening.
Oh, for those who missed it, it's area. It's not letting me dial. That sucks. Oh, no wonder why. This just calling out is a premium feature. Okay, so I won't be able to do that till next week. So, it's all good. So, well, Nikki,
so
what kind of technical difficulty?
The premium package?
Yeah, I won't be able to go premium till next week. When I last time we had this, I was on premium last time. I do it on the lowest premium, which gives us up to 2 hours stream time or broadcast time, and then we have, I think, almost unlimited call-ins pretty much. So, and then, right now I can't get into the live chat. When I click the live chat, it just says, or something, I can't read that part. All engineers have been notified and we will get this fixed. In many cases, it will work the second time if you try it, which it doesn't seem to be working anyway, so. Oh,
well, I could never get the chat to work anyway, so.
Yeah, it's definitely not working for me right now anyway, so. Reviewing some of the feedback, we've been getting a lot of real good feedback on our on the YouTube channel there, and so that's kind of a good thing. There was something I wanted to talk and discuss with you guys. You guys probably already know it, but I don't know if I'll even mention it here, because I don't know if we're safe to mention certain things here or not. But there's some friends of mine, or I should say ours, they're moving 2 hours away from me. So, man, I can't tell if no one's, see, without looking at the live chat, I don't know who might be listening or who's on, who's not. If we have any listeners out there, we're only on here for a short period of time, so if you have any questions, message me on Facebook.
I hope I can get on the chat next week. I might have to borrow my daughter's computer.
Yeah, the chat's not working on my end anyway, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's kind of funky with an iPod. It would never let me plug into the chat.
Oh, okay. Now, sometimes on if you're on the laptop, if you're looking at the same screen that I'm on, the main Blog Talk screen, if you click chat, sometimes it doesn't open up. You have to usually there's an option where it says open up in separate window, and sometimes that's what you have to do to get it to work. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I've always had to do. It never worked right away for me anyway. So, but. Let's see. See, I'm trying to think of the dates. May 3rd is a Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So, I think that's where I'm going to try to shoot for May 3rd, possibly.
I got to work that day.
Oh, Bobcat was just here, and I went to go click his thing, and he hung up. All right. All right, I'll be on the lookout for his number. There he is. He's back. Hey, Bobcat, how you doing?
Yo, what's up, dude? I'm on.
All right, you made it back. All right. Well,
can you hear
good
me?
To have you.
Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Cool beans.
Give me 1 second.
It's already been 1 second. Just kidding.
Whoops. Yeah, I'm just writing down your number so I could give it to Fred and Connie if they need to call you for anything.
Oh, okay, well, you might as well give them my other number, which is 1-800-SEXY.
Anyone that wants Bobcat's number, it's area code 216, blah, 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 blah. there's that.
Oh,
anyway.
All right. What's new with you, Bobcat? What are you doing today?
Oh, not much. I just sat back from my long walk and went to go visit my mom, and she's not doing too good. She can't walk on her foot. She got to go to the foot doctor Tuesday, so I'm kind of worried about her, but... besides all that, then I tried to fix my brother's glasses. I'm like a Mr. Fix-It. I try to fix everything.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep. So how you
nice.
Guys doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just about to get on here. We only got roughly, give or take, about 10 minutes or so, about 12 minutes, according to what I'm looking at, 12 minutes. This is only a short session. Our official return will be next week. I haven't decided if it's going to be Friday, which I think is May 3rd, which normally we do the YouTube on Fridays, so I may be doing this on a Saturday evening and
how
that works out. Yeah, I'm thinking Saturday evening, probably around 8 o'clock Eastern time. Would something like that work for you guys if we do like Saturdays around 8? Or maybe go
me if
go
I'm
a
not
later.
Out fishing.
So we could always go a little later because I know you guys, I know Zach, you're an hour behind. Bobcat, you're an hour behind too, aren't you?
Right now it's 6:48 in my city. I'm in Cleveland.
So, what time did you say? 6:48? Yeah, okay. You're Eastern time then. You're the same time as me. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, Nikki, you're 2 hours behind, right? Nikki?
Sounds like
oh,
you're
sorry,
you
I was muted.
Off.
What did you... Wait, I was muted. What did you say?
I was just asking, you're 2 hours behind, right? You're,
Yeah.
What time
yeah.
is it? Yeah, it's 4:48 where your time is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Saturday, if we start doing this on Saturdays, what would be a good time for you guys? Like as far
well, I don't know. Probably for me, 7 p.m. or later is better for me. But that's like 9 o'clock your time.
Right, because I know a lot of radio shows they start about 10 o'clock, and usually about 10 o'clock Eastern time. So that would be 8 your time, 9 Zach's
right.
time. So,
of course, ain't that how we used to do it anyway?
I do believe so. Yeah, on Saturdays that way, because that's why I want to watch it. I don't mind running late on a weekend because like a Saturday that way on the next day, we don't have to, most of it we don't have to work on a weekend, so. But
right.
But yeah, I think, and I thought it always worked out pretty good that way, So, So yeah, maybe we'll go ahead and try to we'll do it for we'll schedule for Saturday.
Saturday for 10 p.m. Eastern time. So, most definitely.
That sounds good. Good to me.
Jeez.
That sounds good.
All right.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, no. Zach. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Oh, man. So, let me check. Well, nobody on Facebook is listening right now. Of course, it's too early in the day for a lot of people anyway, so. But I thought I'd jump on here and, just kind of get this situated and all this good stuff. Because next week, once I set everything up on my end to premium, I'm going to have music intro. We'll have the live, we'll have a chat, and I'll also have the option of, if we want to call somebody in ourselves, I could call directly from here out to somebody instead of them calling in.
Oh, that's cool.
So we'll be able to do, and we might, just for fun, might do, if you know somebody, we could call them, and like Nikki, for example, we'll call your sister, and then and you can talk to her, and we won't say nothing until you just, we'll be like,
yeah.
Just us, Susie. You're on live radio. So, yeah, we could definitely do that. Plus, it might be easier.
Well, we've
for me
actually
to,
been talking about doing a podcast ourselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but this one would be totally, it would be totally paranormal. It wouldn't have anything to do with Bigfoot.
Okay.
Now, Cologne 2.0.
Now, if you guys wanted to do the podcast, or, you know, huh?
I said call it Cologne 2.0.
Oh. You wanted to name it the Dynamic Duo.
Dynamic Paranormal Duo.
Yeah.
Now, you could use Blog Talk as a platform. You could do the first, like, the thing is, right now, because this is not premium, so I only got the longest you can do it is 30 minutes. So, and you
yeah.
can do it that way. Unless you want at least an hour or so, then it costs $40 a month. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll
yeah,
have to see. We just started talking about it, and I mean, we've got a long way to go before we really decide on something, or just do a, we might just end up doing YouTube podcasts. So
yeah
I hate the new update that YouTube did, where you can't even live stream from your phone anymore unless you got 1,000 subscribers. That blows.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know they did that, because I got over 1,000, so I can't tell.
Well, I was trying to go on live stream to YouTube last night when we was out bow fishing when all that shit was going on. And I was trying to live stream it straight to YouTube, and it says you do not meet our qualifications to live stream via mobile. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Too many rules.
Exactly.
Oh,
so well, they don't
want to
pay. They're paying too much. They're paying too many people money, you know? That's what I think.
What about the, what's that, Nikki?
Oh, no, I'm just saying I think they were paying too many people money, so they're making it harder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, see, my channels, I have mine set up to, it's monitorized, so, you know, like when you watch the video, it shows a, you know, advertisement or something like that, but. Now, some people have theirs set up to where if you're watching something, you'll get a commercial in the middle of their podcast, you know, or their video, which I don't know how that happened. Mine only plays in the beginning, so. But,
well, the more views you get, the more advertising.
Yeah. That's probably
what
it is. Plus, you know, oh, go ahead, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. I got to say something just real quick to our friend who's moving away. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
I think, the only thing I was going to say was, the more people that watch the advertising, the more views on advertising, actually that's what anyone who has their channel monetized, that's how anyone accumulates any money. And the thing is, unless you get like hundreds or thousands of views daily, it's not much money. But I do recall, what's his name? Zach, to answer your question on Messenger, yes, they are. Yeah.
Yay.
what the heck is his name? Ed Brown. Ed Brown once told me on his YouTube channel, he would average around $3,000 a year,
Ed Brown. Who's Ed Brown?
Yeah, I know, right? So, as far as building up your subscribers, I know the one thing that helped me out a lot was jumping on Twitter and sharing on Twitter, posting and advertising on, like, making posts on Instagram, stuff like that, and showing people the name of your YouTube channel, what it is, and all that. So using all the different platforms, all the different parts of the social media to broadcast your channel. Mine's doing pretty good on the most part, it's been a long time. It's slowly getting up there, but like Tracy Arnold, I've had mine just a little longer than his, not much longer, but he's definitely way up there. He's way ahead of me. I think Tracy's, he's probably got 2,200 or more. I'm just guessing. I haven't looked at his in a while. Mine's only 1,938. Yeah. So, but it's all good. That was 5 subscribers since last night. Yeah.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
I'm for real when I say this. We gotta get you on the Jimmy Fallon show or the Jimmy Kimmel, but I would rather see you on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Jimmy Fallon, he is funny. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon is a funny guy.
Yep. Just to have you on the show, Huh?
Yeah, I like watching on YouTube his different skits he has on YouTube with the different guests he has on there. So,
yeah, I watch Jimmy every night. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man. I think my favorite episode is when he had Ariana Grande on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and he was having this thing with different types of people. That one?
Hold on, what's that, Nikki?
That he was having her sing different songs from different artists.
Oh, yeah, the different genres. They hit the button and they would take turns singing. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
I saw that. I like that.
Oh, man.
He brings Jungle Jack Hanna on there, so if he could bring Jungle Jack Hanna, we got to bring Mr. Daniel Benoit and his Bigfoot talk show, Squatch Show on Radio.
Hey, I want to ask you guys real quick. Has either one of you guys seen the new Avengers yet?
No, but I
haven't seen it either.
Me and Jacqueline was going to go see it last night, and you have to you got to reserve your tickets. It's so hot right now that you got to reserve your tickets.
Oh, yeah, they've hit, I saw something where they hit, a lot of, big time on that right now. But somebody on Facebook, I can't remember who, but somebody, I hope they what they said wasn't true, because it kind of, I think they posted it Thursday or Friday, and it had something to do with a certain somebody dies in it. So I was like, when I saw that post, I was like, why would somebody spoil it if that's true? You know? So I don't know. So, well, I'll tell you what, we're officially off air. Huh?
It's a 3-hour show.
Well, I can't hear you. You're slightly broke up there.
Hold on. Let me just take these stupid things.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, a lot better.
Oh, okay. I had my headphones on because I was moving around. No, what I was saying is it's a 3-hour show, that Endgame.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good golly.
They say it starts out really slow, but then it gets better.
Oh, okay. See, I don't mind if it's got a good story to it, you know.
Right.
I'm tempted to watch the one before it. It's on Netflix. I might watch that just to kind of recap on everything, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thanos, he's a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So, but we'll tell you what, guys. Yeah, I don't mean to hold you guys up today because I know it's early in the day and everything, and I just thought I'd get on here and kind of test things out, whatever, got to feel things. You know, it's like I said, it's been a while since we've done this. So, but we're going to shoot for next Saturday, which I believe the date is May 3rd. May 3rd. Well, yeah, see.
I think it's the 4th.
Oh, maybe, yeah, okay. You're right. Yeah, because May 6th
is a Monday.
In that
case, may the 4th be with you.
Yeah, because May 6th is a Monday, because that's the day when spring golfing becomes all day, because right now it's only up to, you can only hunt till noontime right now, which sucks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I didn't wake up that early. By the time I got up this morning, it was about 9:30 in the morning here, and got up, made coffee, made some breakfast, and, you know, I was looking at the time. I said, well, I can't hunt, but I'm still going to go out to the woods. I got to get out there, you know, so I went out for a little while. It was nice being out there. So, but yeah. So May 4th, I'm gonna write. I'm making notes of that now. Saturday, May 4th. All right. At 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be back on Squatch Show Radio. So, I guess with that being said, I'll go ahead and call it a day, guys. Thank you guys for jumping on.
Have a good night, guys.
All right,
okay,
you guys too.
Sounds good.
Take you later.
I think
right,
I'm
going
to go get on to, I'm going to go check out Jimmy's show tonight.
Yeah, that's at 9 o'clock, right? 9 p.m.
Yeah,
Eastern time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably check that out too, see what's going on. So. All right.
Okay,
then.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.